Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Monday, March the 11th, and we're a bit of a sideways market here. No surprise, given the big run-ups we've had. Get a little profit-taking, plus the interest rate jitters over inflation. We get CPI tomorrow and PPI on Wednesday. That's producer prices. Losses are light, and if I look at the Dow, two-thirds of the stocks are actually up, led by Nike, United Health, and Intel, but losers include Boeing, IBM, and Caterpillar. Overall, the Dow Jones currently down 46 points at 38,675, the S&P down 13 points at 5,109, and the NASDAQ down 55 points at 16,029. If we look at the Mag 7 stocks, we've got a bit of a split action happening here. Apple up 1%, Tesla and Alphabet up 2%. The rest are down slightly here this morning, none worse than 1%. In Canada, the TSX is also trading near the even mark. Give it 5 minutes, it'll be back up or back down, depending on the swing in the direction. We do note a 2% jump in gold stocks here this morning, along with a 1% increase in materials. Unfortunately, losses coming through technology, real estate, and some of the energy stocks, mostly natural gas, are hurting the market. Gold, by the way, up $2.50, $2,188 an ounce. Copper gaining 3 pennies at $3.92. Unfortunately, we have a little bit of weakness in natural gas, down 4 pennies at $1.87. Crude oil flat, well, it's up 7 cents at $78.08 a barrel. We also should note some of the biggest losers here this morning include some of the crypto mining currencies, which is a bit of a surprise, given the fact that Bitcoin is up another $3,400 at $72,474 US. As for the Toronto Stock Exchange, down to us 12 points at $21,725. Other names in the news in Canada, BlackBerry up 10%. They're giving some rising forecasts on their latest product unveiling. We're also seeing offsetting that are losses from Shopify, Lightspeed, and as I say, the crypto miners also getting clipped here this morning. Overseas markets, Germany down 68, France down 8, Tokyo down 868 points. There's talk by the Bank of Japan and other officials that they may end their zero interest rate policy now that inflation is getting close to 2%. As for the Hong Kong market, it actually rallied up 234 points. In bonds, pretty flat in the U.S., down a nickel at 409. We're down 15 cents, yielding 3.35%. And our loonie here this morning is basically unchanged at 74.17 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.34 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.